This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Parshas Chukas, the Torah records the complaint of Klal Yisrael. They say, V'lama ha'alisanu mimitzrayim lahavi oisanu al hamakim haraza. Why do you take us out of Egypt to bring us to this bad place? Loi mekoim zera. This is not a place of planting. Uteina and figs. V'gefen and grapes. V'rimon and pomegranates. Uncharacteristically, the Torah lists Te'ena before Gefen. Typically, Gefen always comes first. Eretz, Chito, Sa'ira, V'Gefen, U'Te'ena, V'Rimayn. So why here does the Torah first say Te'ena and then Gefen, while usually we have Gefen, Te'ena, V'Rimayn, usually Gefen takes precedence. Says the Hilgah Chassam Sofer. The Chashivus of Gefen is that it's used for the Nesachim for pouring wine on the Mizbech. However, the Gemara in Kedushin says on Lama Zayinam Adbeiz that in the Midbar they did not bring Nesachim. Therefore, when it's talking about the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, of course, Eretz Chito U'Sa'ira V'Gefen U'Te'imna V'Rimon. Gefen comes first, because in Eretz Yisrael they use the Gefen to bring Nesachim. Mashe'in Kain in the Midbar, where they did not bring Nesachim, so then Gefen does not have its chashivas, and therefore in this week's Parsha, they said, Loi Mekoim Zera, this is not a place of planting, U'Te'imna V'Gefen V'Rimon. The Gefen has been stripped of its prestige, because in the Midbar they did not bring Nesachim. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.